Aloha and welcome. This episode of Coffee and Conversation is a little bit different. Recently, we've all been watching the Depp v. Heard trial. And I don't know about you, but I know for me, it was very triggering. I spent 6 weeks not being able to sleep. Especially after she started giving her testimony, I became very agitated, have problems focusing and having flashbacks and things like that. So if you're also having these symptoms or issues, let's discuss why. Why is this case so pivotal to so many people, so disturbing? And so freeing. At this point, the case is over. Mr. Depp won on all three counts. They did give Amber one of her counts, which was, I believe it was done because it included her friends and there was no way to really prove that her friends were in on certain things, which is fine. I mean, I think it's good that she got something out of it. However, one of the things that's really triggering me is that everybody keeps saying, oh, he's no angel and he did things and it was mutually abused. No. Bullshit. Did he have problems? Yes. Did that make it mutually abusive? No, it did not. Did he hit her? No. Did he do any of the stuff that she accused him of? No. In fact, what I was triggered by primarily was just watching her like weave these tales. And every time she spoke, they got bigger and bigger. And to turn around on him, anything that she did to him, she accused him of doing to her. And when you're in a space where it's a male and a female, then 9 out of 10 people are going to believe the female over the male, especially nowadays. Maybe a long time ago it was different, but today that's the way it is. They're going to look at a woman and they're going to say, oh, well, this big bad man, he did these things to you. Size-wise, they're about the same height. He's really not a big guy. He's not all jacked or anything like that. So, and that's not even, it's not even an issue. I've seen girls, tiny girls who are like 5 foot tall, 100 pounds, soaking wet, attack a man. And then the man gets attacked for that if he defends himself, if he grabs her and puts her down, or he reacts and punches her back. I was taught if you hit somebody, expect to be hit. That's not mutual abusiveness. That is somebody defending themselves. And I think it's a slippery slope when we victim blame because it's a man and said, she's not the best abuse victim. Well, everything she accused him of, including all the drug abuse, were things that she does. She has a drug problem. She has an alcohol problem. Yet she wanted it like that didn't really exist. She was drinking more wine than him. And no, I wasn't there. But you know what? You don't have to be. When you've gone through something similar, you can feel it in your bones. It's insidious. The way she systematically broke down his life and continues to spin all these crazy tales and gaslight, not just him, but she's on the media and still lying. Like it didn't make any difference at all that her allegations were proven false. And it's like, you're recorded at this point. All they had to do was keep playing you back to yourself to show like, well, it's not what you said here. It's not what you said here. And yes, it was over 6 years, but I will tell you as a survivor, there's some things you just don't forget. There may be things that you bury. That does happen. There are things that you might not remember. There were certain instances that I didn't remember for a long time. There's also at times we, if we grow up a certain way, or if we have people in our lives who are abusive, that's our norm. And if you listen to her talking, that's her norm. That's how she handles things. She throws hands. And she felt that, like, because he was a man, that was okay. It was all right to be abusive. It's not all right. It doesn't matter who it is. It's not all right. And it's not all right for us to come out and be like, oh, well, it's kind of, it's not even. When you come across somebody who's that insidious is the best word I have, who they take everything you say and everything you do and they use it against you. I mean, even when she was describing some of the things, half the stuff that she said happened to her or that he said, you could go pull out of movie lines. I mean, she obviously is an avid movie fan. But also, you can see by the way she described things and did things, she was the perpetrator. She was the one doing it. And unless we become more cognizant of these kinds of people and their malignancy in our society and call them out right away, things will get worse. Around the same time that Johnny was dealing with this, I was dealing with something similar, and this was a friend. It could be a family member, it might be a lover, it could be a friend, it could be somebody that you have to work with, who just little by little, it starts off and you don't even notice it. And then you're letting them get away with more and more and more and making excuses. And when you start to make excuses, you better start to question yourself. Oh, they weren't feeling good. Oh, it's a hard day. Oh, they're worried about money. Oh, this and that. They don't feel good. No, when you start making excuses for them, they've got you. When it's a family member, you really don't have a choice in that relationship. You are in the relationship, especially if it's, you know, you're a child and you're growing up in a certain type of a family. If it's a friend, it's someone that you chose who, like, seemed awesome and you work together and you build something together and, you know, you're so much alike. If somebody is too much like you, be careful of that also. If somebody just keeps reflecting back what it is you say you want or need, be careful. We're not perfect mirrors. And oftentimes, people with these types of tendencies, what they do is they win you over. And then it's the little things that they push and they push until finally you find yourself in a place where you're like, how did I get here? Where you are doing things that are against your integrity and saying things, you're like, who did that come from? That doesn't even sound like me. And if your friends are telling you, you don't sound like yourself, like, what's going on? You need to listen. When the people who really know you and love you are telling you there's something going on, listen. There's always that outside chance that maybe you're listening to the wrong person, but I can tell you this. If you have someone who has stood by you for a long time and helped you out and been consistent, and you know that they're consistent, and then you have another friend who maybe you weren't around as much, who is around more now, and the first friend is like, something's happening there. Be careful. You need to listen. Because when we don't, that's when we get sick and that's when things get really hard. In my situation, this person, there was no physical abuse, but there was a lot of mental, emotional, and I'm going to say even spiritual and mental abuse and financial, where they cried poor and I was constantly stepping in to pay for things that I should not have been paying for. I stepped in as a parent where, you know, the other person just couldn't be bothered. And then they started undermining what I was doing. Luckily, the kid was smart enough to recognize what was going on and talk to me about it and try to just destroy my entire reputation. I am blessed in that when I came into that space and into that situation, I had a very firm, solid ground underneath me before everything worked up to that point. Whereas that person was not as out in the public eye or known by the people around there. So that saved me, but I still ended up in the hospital more than once because of going through it with high blood pressure that I'd never had before, and having it triggered my traumatic brain injury to where I was non-functional for a while. So when you start seeing these things, if you start seeing them in somebody that you love, let them know, and don't necessarily back down. It's okay to be forward with somebody and let them say, there's something going on here. You need to get out of this. Did I have people telling me that? I had especially one person who was telling me that, but I'd known them both about the same amount of time. And it was like, I wasn't sure. And I was comfortable where I was, or I thought I was comfortable. And then when I ended up in the hospital, that's when everything changed. The other thing is to look around the person and see, like, do they lay waste everywhere they go? And when we started looking into the background, we found out that this person had been more or less driven from place to place to be able to find new people who didn't know them, because they always start off great. But then once people really got to know them, it would fall apart. So if it's someone who has no long-standing relationships, someone who seems to, there's always trouble wherever they go, you might be a catalyst maker. That's a possibility. Or you might be the kind of person who just destroys things for the sake of destroying it, because you can. You use things up until there's no more. I will guarantee, until she's in jail, and even then, this woman will not stop. They don't. They just don't. Until they find another target to focus on. And then still, they'll poke every once in a while. Stop blaming the victim. Stop judging the victim and being like, well, he wasn't perfect. Nobody's perfect. That doesn't make you abusive. Just because I spoke harshly to somebody and told them like it was, doesn't make me abusive. The knowing that the other person only has $10 in their pocket and hemming and hawing until they spend it on you, when you know you're getting an allowance that you're not touching, that's abusive. When you make somebody question their reality, because you look at little things that you know they can't double check, and you start nitpicking things. And it's always stuff that they can't go back and look at. I mean, stealing someone's work. I edited a book for this person, and then they took my name off it because I was no longer kowtowing to them. I have been very, very triggered. And I am more so, I'm so, so happy that he found justice and that this brought to light the kind of people that do these things, and that he was kind enough to allow us into that. It is incredibly hard to show all your wounds and to show them to the world and know that they're going to be out there forever. That's huge. He didn't have to do that. I'm grateful for that. Most of us can't protect ourselves, and most of us certainly cannot go on the defensive and get any kind of justice, because there's nobody listening a lot of times. It's all behind closed doors. It's all very nefarious. But don't blame the victim. Don't ever blame the victim. He did not bring this on. He did not aggravate her. They argued. Everybody argues. She did not know how to argue properly. She wanted a fair fight. She wanted to throw hands. And she says it in those recordings. All he wanted to do was get away and let them both calm down. And I can tell you from having to do that, that you're saying us, when it's really not us, it's you need to get away from me because you are crazy. This is too much. You need to get away. But we say, oh, we both need to calm down because it's gentler and they may receive that because they're certainly not going to receive any, you did this or you're doing this or I caught this. They will turn it around in a second. I hope that in the coming weeks, we as a whole can find some peace. People stop trying to make Johnny Depp out like he did something wrong because he was fooled by this very manipulative, very beautiful woman. And we accept that it doesn't matter how smart you are or how rich you are or how intuitive you are. We are all susceptible. The people who are most susceptible are people with higher IQs and people who are more empathetic. Because we want to make things better. We want to help people. And when we see somebody wounded, we go and we try to help them. And that's how we get ensnared in the trap. And that's how he was ensnared. To claim that you couldn't stand his drinking because your father did that, but you're an alcoholic and a coke addict yourself. Really? I don't think so. I don't think so. And what blows my mind is that the languaging that she had, I heard exactly the same languaging from the person that I had to deal with, exactly the same languaging. It's the monster. He seems so nice and everything, but then the monster comes out. And then I got to be there for one of these, you know, knockout drag fights that happened. The monster was her. The monster was not him. He was crying. He was crying. He ended up having a stroke from the stress. And he did nothing but take care of her. He did nothing but treat her well. But he was the monster. Maybe what needs to happen next is there needs to be a restraining order and there needs to be a cease and desist and shut your mouth, leave me alone, or something's going to happen. I don't know what the legal something is, what they can do at this point. And I feel really bad for that child. And hopefully the child will have a good life and will find a good mother. But we get what we get, and it is what it is. So if you feel like you are in an abusive situation, and most of us would never refer to it that way. I did not refer to it that way until I ended up in the hospital. And then even then, it took me a year before I called it out for what it was. Where somebody's just hammering on you and constantly on top of you and so needy and demanding. And it's all about you giving to them and they don't ever, there's nothing ever reciprocal. You know, they'll buy you a chocolate bar and then you're supposed to buy them a car. That's kind of the way things work out in the end. But if you're in a situation where when you're around somebody, you feel yourself get tense, or you back up, or you get that feeling in your solar plexus that's pulling backwards. If you're grinding your teeth so hard at night that you're breaking them, you're in a bad situation. You need to get out of there. If your friends start complaining that you don't sound the same and you just make excuses, you need to change your situation. And sometimes the other person doesn't recognize what they're doing. Most of the times they do. It's not like a conscious plan necessarily, but it's just their, that's their normal way of doing things, where they go through people. They don't have any long lasting relationships because anybody who really gets to know them can't stay around them, can't stay in their presence. If you're feeling these feelings, you're having nightmares, you're questioning what you said, or you start questioning what's around you and what's really going on, you need to talk to somebody. You need to get out of there. Do yourself a favor. There's two sets of flags. There's the red flags and there's the green flags. Look and be very honest about what the red flags are. What's there? Have you caught them in lies? Do you see that they're twisting your words? Do they take your work and say it's theirs? Are they supportive? Do they listen well? Can they keep a secret? Do they empower you? Do you feel empowered when you're with them? Not that you're stepping on them, like they're, oh, we're not worthy kind of thing, but more that you work together to build something. You appreciate each other's dreams and your talents. Look for those green flags. If you get it, too many of those red flags, and too many, I would say would be two or three right in the beginning. You need to separate. And if the person freaks out because you're separating a little bit, that's a clear sign you need to get away. You need to disentangle. Try to do so safely, because a lot of people who are like this really do get way too enmeshed. Take care of yourself. Self-care is very important. And your relationship with yourself is one that you cannot get away from. When you start having a bad relationship with yourself, when you start betraying your own integrity, when you start questioning your own reality, there's a problem. Pay attention. And it doesn't matter whether you're man, woman, or child. I've seen kids be brutal to the family and to family members. So no, it's usually not a 5-year-old or a 4-year-old. That's usually the parents just not getting any kind of discipline or structure, no boundaries. But as they get older and they know what they're doing, they will systematically plant seeds, telling this one this and this one that, and then watch them go at it and sit back and watching the entertainment. Because people don't generally ask enough questions and they don't go to the source. Tap into the source. So I don't want to make this too long. I feel like I've gone on too long already. I just needed to say that. Stop blaming the victim. The victim is Johnny. He is the victim. There were not two victims here. There was one, and one only. When she got into that relationship, she knew what she was doing from the very beginning, from what I can see. That is my opinion. And people like that should not be allowed to continue to brutalize everyone around them and our society. And to say, to come away from that trial that the whole world can watch, because it's out there, it's recorded. Hello. Take a little time and actually look at things before you make these decisions. I watched a lot of it Did I watch all of it? No, I don't have that kind of time. Over time, I've been getting more and more of it, but it was so triggering and it was so horrible. I mean, it just brought back all this stuff. I mean, just watching her weave her web of lies, lies, lies. And then watching her lawyer go out and do it right afterwards because they lost. They were completely ready with their statements. And oh, you know, you got to get everybody on your side because we're the victims. And it's like, no, you're not. And you're not. There's a difference between all women and all victims. All women are not victims necessarily. And all victims are not women. I've seen plenty of men. I do coaching. I've been around for more than half a century. I've seen plenty of men who've been brutalized. Even the little things. I mean, a lot of times it'll start small. I remember being at dinner with friends of mine, and two of them were gentlemen, and the girl was sitting between me and my friend, and she kept like punching him, like hitting him in the arm and stuff, and like pulling at him and stuff. So I got mad. So I started, every time she hit him, I hit her. And she was like, what are you doing that for? I said, oh, I thought you just liked hitting and like being hit. And she's like, well, no, don't hit. We are adults here. Stop hitting him. That's not okay. And then afterwards he came and he thanked me because he didn't know what to do about it, because being a male, being a guy, he couldn't just like throw one back at her, but I could because I was a girl too. Don't think that just because you're a female, you're going to get away with it. You're not. Time's up for the covert, malignant, narcissistic type of people. The world is on to you. And I just hope that we can walk away from this period of time with our eyes open, ready to embrace a future of understanding, of supportiveness, and of empowerment to help victims recover from this type of abuse, because it's often unseen and it's often misconstrued, and they will throw right back at you exactly what they did to you. They will accuse you of doing to them. So, blessings. Thank you, Johnny, for doing this for all of us, for opening your wounds so very publicly. We appreciate it. And I don't think I've ever appreciated a man more, excluding my dad. What he did, that is true strength. True strength. True strength is being able to be vulnerable and being able to admit your flaws and own them. And that's exactly what he did. It was not mutually abusive. It was toxic, yes, because of her. She was the toxic part of the relationship, not him. He did everything he could to try and make her happy and to try and make things okay. But when you're dealing with somebody like that, nothing is ever enough. It never is. I'm very happy that this is over for the most part. Now you got to tell your story, and that the world can see, if they bother to look, what a manipulating person this is. And I feel really bad for her friends from that period of time who she used and discarded. Because they probably really did think that they were doing something good. And they thought they were supporting a friend. And that's not what it was. You're cogs in a wheel. That's my opinion, allegedly. So thank you, Johnny Depp, for taking the blows, dealing with all the punishment and bringing this to light and giving the rest of us hope, because you have educated millions of people about what this looks like and that it can happen to a man or a woman. It can happen to anybody. It doesn't matter how rich and powerful you are. It doesn't matter how smart you are, how kind you are. Thank you. Hopefully this all settles down soon so I can start sleeping again. Mahalo. If you're going through something like this, please seek help. Please talk to friends and family, real friends, and somewhere that you can find support. Blessings.